The two challengers to Massachusetts U.S. Senator Ed Markey in next year's Democratic primary have signed a pledge intended to limit outside spending in the race. A joint statement from the campaigns of Congressman Joe Kennedy and labor attorney Shannon Liss Reardon said multiple attempts were made to get the incumbent to attend Monday's ceremony to sign the so-called People's Pledge. Markey's campaign has a different idea when it comes to restricting outside money in the race. For perspective, WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Tim Versalotti, political science professor and head of the Polling Institute at Western New England University. What are the origins of this so-called People's Pledge? How did all of this get started?
This began in the 2012 Senate race between Scott Brown and Elizabeth Warren. The two campaigns negotiated an agreement by which outside money was kept out of the race in an attempt to cut down on super PAC involvement and, in particular, negative campaign advertisements from groups for whom the source of the money was never entirely clear. So this was a way of limiting the messaging to the campaigns themselves. And if an outside group aired an ad that was on behalf of one of the candidates in violation of the pledge, the candidate benefiting from the ad had to agree to make a contribution to charity because the pledge had been broken.
And did it work?
There were mixed results. So Common Cause Massachusetts took a look at the race after it was over and concluded that it had succeeded in keeping outside money out of the race. On the other hand, this was one of the most expensive Senate races in the nation's history, with the two candidates combining to spend more than $60 million. And so while outside money was kept at bay, there was a significant amount of money that the candidates did spend on their own behalf.
So in the 2020 Democratic primary for U.S. Senate in Massachusetts, we have two candidates, Congressman Joe Kennedy and Shannon Liss Reardon, signing what they purport to be a people's pledge, while the incumbent, Senator Ed Markey, has declined to sign this, and instead he's proposed an alternative. So what's going on here? Tim, why is Markey seen as the outlier here?
The source of the disagreement is the valence of the message. So the People's Pledge back in 2012 discouraged spending on any kind of message, whether it was positive or negative. The pledge that the Kennedy and Liss Reardon campaigns are eager to sign also does not take into account the nature of the message, positive or negative. And Markey wants to keep open the possibility of allowing outside groups to air messages that are positive in their tone. And so therein lies the difference.
Regardless of where the money comes from, I think it's safe to say a lot is going to get spent in this race for the Democratic nomination for U.S. Senate in Massachusetts. As we turn the calendar into 2020 here shortly, Tim, how do you assess this race?
This will be a race that the entire country will follow, and it is a rare primary race against a sitting senator. The early polling has Kennedy leading Markey by a significant percentage, typically double digits, but that in large part could be because of the name as opposed to a lot of familiarity with Representative Kennedy. And so this is a race where we could see public opinion shift as the campaigns take to the airwaves and as the media begin to focus more on the race in 2020.